A lot of people got the phones out, they got the devices out. And if you're filming tonight, that's okay, but don't put it on the tube, okay? Because this is the generation that didn't share. Why should we start now? All right. Remember, you went to a concert, you didn't tell anybody till the next week. Yeah, I went and saw Led Zeppelin last week. Really? How come you didn't tell me? Remember? Remember you bought a record, you didn't tell anybody for a week. You just sat at home listening to it. Right? Hey, I got The Yellow Brick Road by Elton John. Really? Yeah, how come you didn't tell me? But don't you go putting it on YouTube. I ask this every night, and people put it on anyway, as if they have a right to put me on that stupid thing. Please don't. Please don't. If somebody can't get their fat asses down here to watch the show, then they freaking don't need to freaking see it at home. Where were we? We were at a club the other night, and they said, we're going to stream the show out to people at home. I said, bullshit. Freaking pay a ticket and freaking get down here and see the show. That's what rock and roll is, right? Right? I could just tour on the internet. Bullshit. I got a 1982 MCI that sometimes it's in such rough shape, sometimes it can take both ramps at once. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
I ain't here to stream. Because this is a generation right here, hardcore. This is a generation that almost went to Woodstock. But this is a generation, most of you have stood in the rain for hours watching music, remember? Remember, you did it. You did it. I know it's hard now. It's hard, right? Somebody said, I'm too old, Fred. I said, you can throw your fucking walker at him. Just stay out there. Because it's up to us. We're going to do it. The man buns aren't going to save the world. The man buns aren't going to save the world. Frickin', the rock and roll party was the one. You know what? In 1962, the rock and roll party started a campaign to legalize marijuana. Up in Canada, it's already begun. See, this is the party that sticks with their platform. They stick with the program. If it wasn't for the rock and roll party, you'd all be here in your Mennonite clothes tonight. We did it. We did it. And then you bought the SUV and the kayak and just started hanging around the whole food store. You need to get back out there. You made all the freaking money. You're done. Like a lot of my friends are 65 now, and they've decided they're going to do what I do. They buy a freaking guitar, and they think they're going to be a musician. Any stockbrokers here tonight? Lobbyists? Politicians? Senators? Town council? Waterworks department? Anybody got a job here tonight? I've been doing this since 1974. I stuck my thumb out and hitchhiked across Canada, hopping freight trains and playing in youth hostels and playing wherever I could. And now my 65-year-old friends retire from the office and decide they're going to do what I do. Imagine if you were a plumber for 50 years and somebody tried to be a plumber. And when they were 65, I think I'm going to be a plumber now. Just freaking go do what you do. Don't do what I do. Friend of mine, he's like 65 years old. He sold his business, you know. He sold his business. Try to only talk during the songs, okay, you guys? And my friend's at the old folks home. He plays at the old folks home. You know, he's like 60, 70 years old almost, and billionaire. You know, he sold his business for $16 million, decided to become a songwriter. And he's playing at the old folks home, and he sees there's this old guy in the back. And he comes back, he's finished. My friend told me this story. He says, I go to the back, and this old guy's sitting there, and he doesn't look too good. And I said, how you doing, old timer? And he says, I'm not doing that good. He says, my friend says to him, I hope you get better. The guy says, I hope you do too. I tell you about rock and roll. We were just out Southern Alberta. We played across the top of the U.S. and across Western Canada, out there for 6 weeks, and we went to see our friend Ian Tyson, you'll remember that Ian Tyson was the beginning. Was at the very beginning. It was when folk music was the revolution, before it sucked out, right? When folk music was hardcore. Remember? Bob Dylan, early Bob. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. And then in 66, he changed, didn't he? He went, they crossed my big bath bed. You have a dirty, clothes are clean. Anyway, it was a revolution. Remember, it was a revolution. And Ian was Ian and Sylvia, remember, right? Ian and Sylvia, remember? The Fabulous. And do you need this cable? And we went to see our friend Ian Tyson, who's sick. He's 86 years old. He had a heart attack, and he's not well. And we went to see him. We went to his ranch to see him, and it was Sunday afternoon. And I was talking to him in the living room, and he said, you think you're going to die on the road, Fred? And I said, I never thought about it. He says, I think it'd be a good way to die, just out there on the road, some cheap motel in between shows. That's what he said to me, you know, he said to me. And he got in our bus, you know, and he wouldn't really get out, would he? He's sick, he's really sick, but he got hard. We got him in the bus, and we had to help him up, and he got in the bus. He wasn't getting out, really, was it? He was just sitting there, and I think he was going to come with us, I'm pretty sure. And then he said, I might see you at the next show. And then we went in for dinner, and Tiff and I don't eat meat now. Ever since the right wing has taken over the world, I'm getting as left as I can. I used to be real centered. You know, I used to just be a center guy, but I'm wearing my pants on backwards these days. I'm doing anything to keep the things weird. Do you know what I mean? I'm doing anything to keep things weird, right? Because there's got to be balance, right? There's got to be balance, right? So I might start wearing a comb over or something, you know? But anyway. Anyway, Tiff and I stopped eating meat about half a year ago, 4 months ago. We stopped eating meat, and we sat down to dinner, and there was chicken. There's chicken, and we just ate the damn chicken. Because that's what you do. That's what you do. Eat the goddamn chicken. When you're sitting there with Ian Tyson, and he's sick, and he's not feeling well, and he wishes he could go on the road with you, never mind your vegetarian bullshit. Eat the chicken. We didn't even discuss it. We didn't even look at each other. We just ate the frickin' chicken. I had a second helping, as a matter of fact.
You were glad of it.
Well, you know, if you're going to go, right? You know what I mean? Anyway, the first time, I met Ian years ago, but then the time we met him together, we were playing at the Boyce Theater in Calgary, and we heard Ian was in the house. He'd come to see us, and somebody said, Ian's going to come and see you during the intermission and in the dressing room. But anyway, I'm standing there, and Tiff was raised in South Texas in a family band where they sang Ian Tyson songs, and the first song she ever learned was an Ian Tyson song. And they sang these Ian Tyson songs, and she loves Ian Tyson, of course. And Ian, all of a sudden, I'm standing watching her, and she's singing this song, and Ian's standing beside me, and it's his song. All of a sudden, Ian's backstage standing beside me, and he says, you think I should go sing with her? And I says, you're darn right you should. And he walks out on stage, and the crowd's on its feet, and everybody's going crazy, and Tiff turns around, and there's Ian Tyson, her childhood hero, walking on stage to sing the song with her. Here's my beautiful wife, Miss Tiff Jin, ladies and gentlemen.